This recording, Florida 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, or comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I was born in Pensacola at Sacred Heart Hospital. I lived in Milton which was probably about an hour or so away from here, or from Pensacola Beach, where I lived all of my life. I lived in Milton for the first 3 years of my life, and then my parents got a divorce, and me and my older sister, who's about 5 years older than me, went to live with my mom in Pensacola Beach. We've been there since, and I'm 19 now, so my mom is still out living on the beach, and I have one sister, and I still get along with both parents, and my mom is an ultrasound technologist. My father travels around the world and works on generating power plants, and so he gets to see a lot of different things in a lot of different places, which is neat. I've been performing and training for 15 years with singing, dancing, acting. I love to travel and I want to see the world as best as I can. I've already been to Switzerland and I'm going to Greece this summer, so that's pretty exciting.